Practice 7, Part 2, page 36. Access to information from spoken texts. An interview with Chef Michael David.
Good evening, listeners. This is Sharon Rummy, welcoming you to our bi-monthly show, Professionally Yours. Tonight we are pleased to have as our guest Michael David, an up-and-coming young chef from the United States. Welcome, Mr. David.
Thank you, Sharon. Please, call me Michael. It is very good to be here, back in Israel, where I began my career.
Our listeners would love to hear all about you, Michael. I am sure many of them didn't realize that you had begun to cook here in Israel.
Yes. Several years ago, I was visiting the country for an extended period of time, and I realized, as most young people do, that I wouldn't really be able to travel around on my limited budget. So, I got a job working as a cook in a restaurant. Although I used to make omelets and cheese sandwiches at home, I didn't really know much about cooking for a restaurant. But the owner, who was also a chef, gave me a chance. I began by cutting vegetables for salad and doing small things in the kitchen. After a while, he allowed me to do more and more, so I gained some experience preparing the main courses and desserts.
So, after working in the restaurant, did you immediately become a chef?
Well, it took a bit longer than that. I decided upon my return to the United States to go to a culinary school to truly learn the basics. This was a year and a half long course in which the students were taught everything from slicing and chopping vegetables and preparing different chicken, meat, and fish dishes to the fine art of pastry making.
Did you work while you were studying?
Yes, I did. Most culinary schools have their own restaurant, so students can learn to work under pressure in a restaurant setting. While I was in school, I worked for a restaurant in the city instead of at the school. I felt that I would get a different perspective on cooking if I worked for a chef other than those who were teaching us.
Does everyone who wants to be a chef need to study in a culinary institute? And do you recommend studying in the United States?
I personally believe that going to a culinary program is a good idea. It gives you a chance to learn all aspects of cooking. Not just the food preparation, but also the business side. While most people think that the creative side of cooking is the most important, if you want to be a chef, you also need to know how to order food. That is, you must be able to buy the right amount for the day so that you won't have food products left over and waste money. After all, one of the most important rules in cooking is to cook with fresh products every day. And as far as schools in the United States are concerned, there are excellent programs there. But here in Israel, the Tadmor School is also well respected, and the chefs who complete courses there are able to find positions in excellent restaurants and hotels, both in Israel and abroad.
I understand that you are now working in a restaurant in Philadelphia. Is this the first restaurant you've worked in since you completed your school program?
Oh, no. As I told you, I believe that school is excellent for the basics, but there is nothing like on-the-job training. I felt that I wanted to learn to cook many different styles of cuisine, so I took jobs at restaurants where I would be able to learn different types of cooking. For example, the first restaurant I worked in specialized in fish menus. Then, I worked for 3 years in a restaurant whose specialty was Northern Italian cooking. Now, I am the chef in a restaurant which is more contemporary Mediterranean. I am able to use Israeli spices and create a taste of Israel in the dishes I prepare.
Well, it sounds as if you really love what you do. Would you recommend cooking as a career choice?
I think it is a great career choice, especially if you are creative and love to be adventurous. However, if you aren't prepared to work long hours standing on your feet or work under pressure, often in small, hot kitchens, you might not want to choose this as a career. Of course, you have to pay a lot of attention to detail, too. The food must be presented artistically on the plate, as well as taste delicious. But for anyone who loves learning about good food, this is the perfect career.
I see, Michael, that we are out of time for this evening. Thank you for finding the time to tell us about your career as a chef. And listeners, please join us in 2 weeks when we meet with Miss Rachel Guinot as she discusses her career as a landscape architect.